The name of the eighth island is Nandishwar Dwipa. So what happens, the jivas of Dev Gati, means heavenly bodies, they go to this Ashtanika, sorry, on the Ashtanika Parva, this Ashtanika festival, they go to that eighth Dvipa, Nandishwar Dvipa, and they do pujans of those temples which were made by not humans, not anybody, which are since time infinite. So eternal Jain temples. So they do puja of those temples in those 8 days. So Ashtanika Mahaparva is a parva in which Devgati's Deva goes to the eighth island, that is Nandishwar Dweep, where we have eternal Jain temples. Okay, and then they do puja of those for 8 days. So these are festivals of 8 days. Now we cannot go to that island. Okay, we have limited sources. So we do puja of those temples from here only. So we celebrate Ashtanika Mahaparva too. See, I'm just telling you very, very, very briefly. So don't just, I know it's very, you must be feeling very strange that, oh, is it possible to have uncountable islands and uncountable seas? But when we learn actually about Jain geography, we'll get to learn, oh, this is huge. Okay, this is very huge. Any question? Hello? I know this was very new to you. So we live in a circular, island which is very circular. And its name is Jambudvipa. It is the center of the central world. Madhyalok center, okay? So Jambudvip, then there is one Samudra. The Samudra, okay, anybody of you has tasted the water of Samudra? The water of sea? How does it taste, sea's water?
Sea water tastes pretty bad.
Pretty bad, it's salty.
Yeah, very salty.
Right? Because the sea surrounding Jambudvipa is named Lavan Samudra. Okay, that sea's name is Lavan Sea. Okay, like we have Indian Ocean, we have Pacific Ocean, we have this Lavan Ocean. Okay, Lavan means salt. So that, why does it call salt sea? Salt sea. Okay, its name is in English salt sea, Lavan Samudra. Okay, why does it call? Because the taste of its water is of salt. Therefore, all the seas that we have around, every sea tastes like salt because it is the part of that big sea, Lavan Samudra. And these seas in front of that salt sea are like very small rivers, like tiny ponds. So just imagine how huge that actual sea is. Okay? Hello?
Okay.
I'll tell you one more thing, okay? There is this last sea. Okay, uncountable seas we have, uncountable oceans we have. So the last ocean, okay, that is so huge that, have you seen the map of India? Okay, so India, so total India, okay, from the very starting Himalayas to the very lower part, very last towards Sri Lanka, okay? The height, total length, you know, of this length, crocodiles live in that last Svambhuraman Samudra. What am I saying? Dimensions of the crocodiles in that ocean is equal to the dimension of India.
That's pretty big. Hello.
Yeah, it's very big. Okay, now what happens when they have to yawn? Okay, when we have to yawn, what we do? We open our mouth, right? Hello. When we get bored, when Anubhav is teaching you and you're getting bored and nothing is getting into your head, what do? You yawn. Okay. So in yawning, what do? You open your mouth, right? Yes.
What was that?
You don't know yawning. When we get bored, we get strange feeling and we yawn. Y-A-W-N, yawn. Yes?
Yeah, we yawn when we're bored.
Yeah, we are both. Okay, so what we do in yawning, we open our mouth and gets air into our mouth, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when that crocodile in that last ocean, okay, the last ocean, when that yawns, so he's in the ocean, okay, so when he'll open his mouth, lots of water will go into his mouth, okay, so a lot many fishes go into his mouth, okay, so then the fishes go into mouth, and when he's actually closing his mouth, all of the fishes get out of his mouth, so when he is opening his mouth, fish is coming into his mouth, and then in the process he's closing, so it takes time. So all the fishes, ignore a few, all the fishes get out of his mouth. Okay? Okay? So there is one tiny animal who dwell on its eye of that crocodile. Okay? In the eyelid of that crocodile, there lives one animal of the shape of a rice. Have you seen a rice? How long a rice is, rice that we eat? So one piece of rice, how long is it?
Half an inch, possibly.
Half an inch, very long rice you have in America. It's very, very small, not half an inch, 1/4 of an inch. Okay? So that, of that dimension, of animal with the body of a rice. Very small. That's it in the eyelid of that crocodile of dimension of India. Okay? Okay? So now he loves that small tiny animal, that tiny organism. He laughs at the stupidity of that crocodile, and he says, "Oh, how stupid is he when so many fishes are coming into his mouth and he's not eating any of them and he's letting go all of them." Okay? So now what happens? That small rice-shaped animal, that organism, when can he eat a fish? Hello, can he eat a single fish? That rice-shaped animal?
No.
Because he's too small to eat anything, right? Also, he's living in the eyelid, so no fish is coming to the eyelid of Mahamatsya, okay? That crocodile. But when he dies, he go to seventh narak, the worst of all naraks. Can you tell me why? He's not eating at all. That Mahamatsya, that crocodile, he does not always go to seventh narak. He may go to Swarga too. He may go to heavens too. But that rice-shaped animal, he necessarily goes to seventh Narak. Can you tell me why?
Why does the fish go to the American?
He does not eat fish. He does not eat anybody. Like, he do not eat at all fishes. Why is he going to then seventh Narak? Anybody? Dia? Dia? Arjun, can you think? Why is he's not eating at all any fish? And the crocodile, he's eating the fishes. Even when crocodile might go to fourth Narak, third Narak, or even Swarga. But that the rice-shaped
That
animal, yeah, why?
possibly because the rice-shaped animal might want to actually eat the fish. His intentions weren't good.
Okay, but he's not eating at all. He's not killing even a single fish. Yep. Say anybody? Arush? Why is he going to the worst narak of all? Seventh narak?
Because he because
Yeah, just tell me whatever you think, because I haven't told you, so there is no right or wrong answer. It's just yours answer, your viewpoint. Why is he going to seven there when he's not even killing one of the fish? Not even a single fish he's killing. Dia, Jamin, anybody?
He's thinking about
He's thinking about what?
about killing and eating animals.
Okay, so does thinking make you do that crime? Does the thought of killing, actually killing, and thought of killing is same? If I want to hit a animal and I actually hit it, so my this want and actually hitting, does these both are the same thing? Does we both make me bond with the same kind of bad karma?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, very good. Okay, Dea, what is your viewpoint? Why is he going to that Naraka?
Can you please repeat?
My question is that you know that crocodile which is so huge, okay? That huge, he is eating the fishes, and even he is not going to seventh Nrak necessarily. But that small rice-shaped animal on his eyelid, he's always going to the seventh Nrak. And he's not even killing the single fish. Why is he, according to you, going to the worst of all Naraks?
Because he did vow of eating.
Yeah, he did what?
Vow.
Bhava of eating. So he had a thought to eat all the fishes. See, he did not have power to eat any of the fish at all. But what was his actually desire? His desire was to eat each and every fish that comes into the mouth of that Mahamatsya. So he's desiring to kill all those fishes and eat them. And he's laughing at the stupidity of this crocodile, whose name is Mahamatsya, okay? Crocodile, the big crocodile, who is having so many fishes easily coming into his mouth, and he's letting them go. So he's laughing, actually laughing at him, and he's just, oh, what a waste. Why is he letting all the fishes go? Why isn't he eating? If I was there, I should have eaten all the fishes. So like, now, understand this very point very seriously, okay? In Jain Dharma, whether you commit a crime or not, if you think or if you intend to commit a crime, you get the same papa, same karma as if you have done the crime. Like, if I have not hit anybody, okay, but I want to hit this person. So if I have this thought that I will hit him, and even if I don't hit him, I'll get the same bad karma because I actually had that thought. So the hinsa, the violence, that does not always need to be physically. If it is happening in our mind, even then we are doing something bad and we get karmas for that too. Okay, we'll be learning about sins. There are five kind of sins. Five paps are there, okay? Hinsa means violence, then jhoot means falsehoodness, chori means chori means theft, kushil means wrong intentions, and parigraha means we try to collect everything, we try to regain. So these are five sins, okay? So these five sins need not necessarily be actually in physical way. If we desire to do any of these, we get the same amount of karma get bonded with us, like that rice-shaped animal. Okay? And one more thing, you know that last ocean in which this Mahamatsya lives, in which this crocodile lives? There is not only one crocodile, there are uncountable crocodiles living in that sea. So just imagine how long that last ocean is. Okay? Fine. So what happens in Ashtanika Mahaparva? Who will tell me? Nobody? Okay, Diya, tell me what happens in Ashtanika Mahaparva.
It's a festival.
Yeah, so what, who celebrate this festival? Where do we go to celebrate this festival? What?
They
They celebrate, very good. Arush, where do they go to celebrate this festival?
Naptesh.
Yeah, where they go?
Nun.
Nandishwar Dweep. Are very good, Arush. It is eighth island. Okay, we live in the very first island. After this first ocean, then second island, second ocean, third island, third ocean. Likewise, eighth island. After the seventh ocean, there comes eighth island. That's name is Nandishwar Dweepa. Nandishwar Dweepa. Okay, Nandishwar Dweep has what? What do Nandishwar Dweep has that Devas are going to celebrate this festival? Jaimin, what do Nandishwar Dweep has? Jaimin. Hello, Jaimin. Okay, Arjun, what do Nandishwar has? Hello, Arjun.
Yes.
Nandishwar Dweep has what? Why Devas are going to Nandishwar Dweep, the eighth island?
I'm not sure.
They have some temples, if I'm not wrong. There are? Arjun, are there some temple?
I know. What
Yeah, Arush, tell us, what is there?
Jain temple.
Jain temple. And who made those temples? Anubhav or Diya? Who made those temples?
Nobody made it.
Nobody made it. Yes, those are eternal temple. Okay, those temples are so huge that in each temple there is 108 statues of our Bhagwan, 108 jinn pratimas. Okay, one in each temple, and likewise there are many temples, and each pratima of Bhagwan, each jinn pratima, each jinn idol, it is dimension of the length of 500, means it's like very long. Okay, fine. So Arjun, in Ashtanika Mahaparva, Devgati Devas go to eighth dweep, that is Nandishwar dweep, to do the puja of the eternal jinn temples of Nandishwar Dweep, and they go for 8 days. So these are the festival of 8 days. Okay, everybody's clear about it? Fine, very good, Arush. Okay, so now who will tell me that? Okay, now tell me, the temples are for time infinite. Temples will always be there because they are for infinite time and they have not been made by anybody, right? Jaimin, are you
Yeah.
there? Yeah. Jaimin, so the temples are for time infinite, right? Okay, nobody has made those temples, fine. And devas are also there always, like there are always devas in Devgati. So will there be a time in which the temple will not be there or devas will not be there? Any one of them will cease to exist. Will there come a time?
No.
No, there will not be such a time when those temple or devas, either one of them, will get destroyed. Nobody is going to destroy the temples. Nobody is going to cease devas from taking birth. Okay? So, isn't it like devas are there, temple is there, so devas will keep going to those temples? Yes or no?
What?
Devas will keep going to those temples, or they'll stop visiting those temples?
They'll keep going.
Because devas are there, temple is there, so devas will keep going to those temples, right? Okay, so for how many years? 1 year, 2 year, 3 years? How many years will they keep going to the temple?
Forever.
Forever, right. Therefore, Devas will keep going to the Ashtanika Parva. Devas will keep going to the Nandishwar Dweep. They will do puja out there. That will be known as Ashtanika Parva. When will they go? Forever will they go. They will keep going. So, when will be celebrating Ashtanika Mahaparva? Forever. Because Devas are there. Nandishwar Deeps are there. So, and Devas are going to Nandishwar Deep forever. So, the Ashtanika Parva is being celebrated forever. Diwali is being celebrated only after Mahavir Bhagwan did go to Moksha. After, before that, Diwali was not in existence. But this Ashtanika Parva was in existence before Mahavir Bhagwan, after Mahavir Bhagwan, if next Bhagwan comes, after that Bhagwan, before that Bhagwan. So Ashtanika Parva is the eternal festival. It is going to be celebrated always. Did you get my point? The difference between Diwali and Ashtanika Parva is that Diwali is a celebrated for a particular period of time. That is, before Mahavir Bhagwan there was no Diwali. But Ashtanika Mahaparva is celebrated always. So, in a particular day, some Devas go to Ashtanika Nandishwar Dweep, the 8th island. They do puja and we cannot go there. So, we celebrate those 8 days here. But we will celebrate it all the time because Devas celebrated all the time. All the time means in this year too, in the next year too, in the next year too. So in 6 days, it is being celebrated forever. Did you get me, Arjun? You got the distinction? So there are two types of festivals. One is eternal festival. Second is event-based festival. Study material, slide number 2. Everybody can read festivals. Two type. Eternal festival, Arush, when this class is over and when you get the laptop, okay, just see the slide number 2. You will get what we are doing here, okay? You will just get it. So, we have two type of festivals. One is eternal festival, one is event-based festival. Jaimin, can you read what is written? Anybody has question, kya? Anybody has question? Any question? No, very good. Okay, Jaimin, can you read what is written in that second slide from the very beginning? Listen to Jaimin all, okay? Yeah, Jaimin. Jaimin, are you there? Yeah.
This is Arjun.
Yeah, Arjun.
But I'm staying on the phone, so unfortunately I don't have the PowerPoint in front of me.
Okay, it's fine, Arjun. Okay. When you get back to home, Arjun, please do look at what we have learned today because it's only one slide and you'll get it, okay? Jaimin, read the PowerPoint, okay? Second page. Jaimin, are you there? Okay, Jaimin, I guess he's busy. Dia, can you read for us? Second page.
Yes.
Yeah, please read it for us.
Festivals.
Yeah.
Festivals.
Yeah.
Festivals.
Very good. What is written below eternal festivals?
Celebrated always.
Very good. And what is written below event-based festivals?
Celebration and celebrated in particular period of time.
Very good. Celebrated in particular period of time and eternal festival celebrated always. We have read this, okay? Eternal festivals which are celebrated always. Event-based festivals which are celebrated for some specific period of time. Fine? Okay. Example of eternal festivals. Read Diya. Some examples of eternal festivals.
Das Lakshan Dharma, Mahaparva, Ashtanika Mahaparva,
Yes.
Chaturdashi,
Chaturdashi. Okay. So some of the example of eternal purvas that I have given in your study material, I have put these names only to our knowledge, okay, these are the things happening in our Jainism, okay? So listen carefully the names. First, which is our very chapter, Dash Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva. So Dash Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva is an eternal festival or event-based festival. It is eternal festival. Why? We'll learn it in the next class, okay? Dash Lakshan Mahaparva. Next is Ashtanika Mahaparva. We just learned Ashtanika Mahaparva will be celebrated always. So it is what? Eternal festival. Ashtami, there is one date which comes twice in a month on which we celebrate one of the festival, okay? And Chaturdashi. Likewise, Ashtami, this is Chaturdashi. So these are four eternal festivals, okay? Now, event-based festivals, okay? Jaimin, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, can you read the examples of event-based festivals?
Read what?
Examples of event-based festivals in the PowerPoint. It is written.
Some examples are Deepawali, Shrut Panchami, Mahavir Jayanti, Akshay Tritiya, Raksha Bandhan, and
okay,
etc.
Yeah. So the example of event-based festivals are Diwali, Deepavali. Then next is Mahavir Jayanti, so the moksha of Mahavira, the birth of Mahavira, then Raksha Bandhan. We all know Raksha Bandhan, right? We all know Raksha Bandhan?
Yeah.
The story of Raksha Bandhan is still incomplete. I have started in some time, but we couldn't complete it. We'll complete it in this year, so we'll learn some stories also. Okay, Akshay Tritiya. Anybody has heard about Akshay Tritiya? We will learn this in the chapter Bhagwan Adinath. Akshay Tritiya. Okay? And one is Shrut Panchami. In this Shrut Panchami, the first scripture of Jainism was written. Our first scripture was written on this day, so we celebrate it as a festival. So Shrut Panchami means the date on which the first scripture was written. Okay? Namokar mantra is written in which scripture? Can anybody recall? Arjun, do you remember? It's written in Prakrit language, but in which scripture? Acharya Pushpadant and Acharya Bhutbali has written it as a Mangalacharan of which scripture? We learnt it during the time of Namokar mantra.
Shat Khandanam.
Yeah, very good. Shat Khandagam. So the Shat Khandagam is the first written scripture of Jainism. Okay? So on the date when it was completed, that date is known as Shrut Panchami and we celebrate it as a festival. Okay? So before Shat Khandagam there was no such festival, therefore it is an event-based festival. Okay? Fine. So, today we learnt about this Ashtanika Parva and two kind of festivals. Our time is up. We'll read again the name of 10 dharmas, okay, and then we'll conclude for the session. Fine? Okay, come to slide number 4, everybody, those who have it, okay? I will read the names, you have to just listen, okay? Dash Lakshan Dharma means my treasure. It's my treasure, okay? Uttam Kshama means supreme forbearance. Uttam Mardav means supreme modesty. Uttam Arjav, supreme straightforwardness. Uttam Shauch, supreme contentment. Uttam Satya, supreme truth.
Hey. Sachinji, I actually have to go. My class has started early.
Okay, fine. Jai Chinendra. Yeah. Uttam Sayam, self-restraint. Uttam Tap, supreme austerity. Uttam Tyag, supreme renunciation. Uttam Akinchanya, supreme possessionlessness. And Uttam Brahmacharya, supreme celibacy. Okay, so these are 10 names. We will learn these names in the next class because today we discussed about Ashtanika Mahaparva, about two kinds of festivals and about islands that we live in. Okay? So now today we'll conclude for today's session. Everybody has, Arish does not have the study material, right? We have my introduction. Open my introduction, those who have the computer. My introduction, Diya, open my introduction. We'll sing this poem and then we'll conclude.
Okay.
Jamin, open my introduction.
Okay.
Arish, you don't have laptop?
I'll find it.
Okay. Any questions from today's session? Anybody?
No.
No question. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes, Arush. It's okay, Arush.
My sister used to give me the computer.
Yeah. It's okay, Arush. It's okay. So what we'll do, you will sing with me. You will repeat it. Okay.
Okay.
So what? How we are going about? We'll sing it together, or we'll sing it one by one? How do you want it?
One by one.
Okay. So we'll start. I and Arush will sing the first few lines. Okay, Arush, I'll sing. You will repeat it. Okay. And then next lines. Page number 3, that is No Thirst or Hunger, that will be sung by Diya, and page number 4 by Jamin, and last page then I'll sing. Okay?
What are we singing again?
My introduction, Pure Soul is My Name.
Okay.
So, Arush, you remember or what? Yes, Arush? We'll start, Arush. I'll sing and you'll repeat, okay? Pure soul is my name, moving alone is my fame. Arush. Arush, repeat. Okay, I guess Arush is not here. I'll sing it. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. Diya.
No thirst or hunger, it is my address. No cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt. Nowhere to roam. Real excellence and supreme is my home. My name is your source. My fame is to know alone.
We shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul, and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness.
My name is Pure Soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. Okay, What I'll do, I'll sing it alone, you all just listen, because in the next session we'll make one of you sing the whole song, because I guess the complete tone is not getting covered in this part, okay? So just listen to me this time. Okay, Arush, are you there?
Yes, I accidentally got disconnected.
Yeah, it's okay, Arush. Okay, Arush, I'll sing it once, okay? Just listen to how am I singing. In the next session, we'll make one of you sing it. Because we have to learn this complete prayer, okay? We all have to learn it, okay? So we learn it in some time. So I'm singing, just listen to me, and then we'll conclude. Pure soul is my aim, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect peace, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address, no cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam, real, exultant and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul, my fame is to know alone. We shall discriminate, set the self from others, meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss, my home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul, my fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. Okay? Fine, so today we'll conclude. Jai Virendra to you all. Remember that we live in the island known as Jambudvipa or Jumbo Island. Eighth island is Nandishwar Dvipa. Devas go to eighth island during Ashtanika Mahaparv and they do puja of the eternal Jain temples which are existing in eighth island. And there are two kind of festivals, eternal and particular to some time, that is event based. So Ashtanika is eternal, Dashlakshan is eternal, while Deepavali or Mahavir Jayanti or Raksha Bandhan is event based festival. Okay? Okay. Jai Jinendra to you all.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Thank you.
Jai Jinendra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are right, but you said, but you know what, you could have said that differently.